זה חייב מותר on us and on Klal Yisrael to be maspid the neshome of Rabbi Tishyahu Salman Zechon Levroche who just left us. He left us, his neshome left us, but he left behind a tremendous rechush. America would not be the same if not for the 20-some years that he spent here as the Mashgiach of Lakewood Yeshiva. During these years, we had many contacts with each other, interactions. I once had to do something for a tzibur, a very important thing for the tzibur, and the only time I was able to speak to him was 1 o'clock at night. And he met me 1 o'clock at night. So he was struggling to stay awake, but he listened carefully and gave me good etza. He came and transformed Lakewood, which hadn't had a mishgiach since before that, Nosson Wachwegel. He transformed it by giving time individually to talk to people, dealing with their problems, ruchnik is a problem, gashmistik is a problem. The whole gamut of needs of a ben Torah, you had an open ear, spend time with all of them, spent his whole day helping them, and put a Ruach Chaim into the yeshiva, transformed the yeshiva. Not only that, but it transformed America, because after he came, there were very few voices that resonated in the tzibur, whose message resonated in the tzibur, and he spoke in different venues, different places, and his vov was in the skabel. He knew how to present his ideas and how to convince the tzibur to grow, to think about ruchnius, to think about ben olam chaveri. He was a true talmid of the Musar movement. His shmuzim were saturated with quotations from Rabbi Rucham, from the Alter Ben Kelem. Is a continuation of the Musar movement, which began with Rabbi Sol Salanter. Musar movement emphasizes midas tovus, honest self-honesty, discipline, diktuk and divrei chazal. And he was an expression of that Musar movement. Very few people are still around that Talmidim are able to be mamshir that inyan of Musar, the way Rabbi Sol Salanter, Rabbi Simcha Zissel, the way they taught it. But he was a proponent, he was a carrier, he carried a carrier of the inyoni of the Musar movement to our generation. He also had a tremendous achrayis for the tzibur. He was the first one to see, one of the very few first to see the dangers that were in the smartphone. He saw the smartphone could empty out people's lives to get them addicted to a keyboard, to a screen, to forget everything else, forget ruchnius. He saw that happening. And he was the first one to take positive action. In Lakewood, he organized, made sure that no school, every school had to have a guarantee from a parent, every Torah school, that they would not permit their children not having the house a smartphone. The first person that brought to the public attention the danger, it was a very radical decision at one time. Now it's accepted. And he was the spearhead behind the great rally in the City Field Stadium 10, 15 years ago about the dangers of the smartphone. And because of that, the tag offices opened all over America, and people became conscious and realized that the smartphone is a danger to the ruchnis of themselves and their children. They got it filtered, and now those who don't filter suck in a cesspool, not just of schmutz, but a cesspool of this diversion, of distraction, and they can't get themselves out of it. It's impossible to sit and learn with a smartphone. Only those, no Ben Aliyah will use a smartphone. Use a smartphone. Unless it's disconnected from the internet or is completely filtered. So he transformed America because of a sense of achayas. I remember discussing with him other cases about a certain organization that wanted to worry about the shidduchim, and he nixed it. He said it's a apostle organization for different reasons, and he was right. He foresaw what dangers there could be in this organization. I'm saying he had a vision for the good of Klal Yisrael, because the reason he was able to see the good of Klal Yisrael because he didn't look at his own good, didn't care about himself, didn't care about his maimed, didn't care about his covet. He was interested in increasing Torah b'Yisrael. So what could be a greater shvach for someone than someone who lived a lifetime in Kiddush Shem Shemayim and Mefarsim Kvod Shemayim and teaching Torah l'Am Yisrael, teaching Ashkofes and Yisoides Hadas, and serving as a model for everyone else of good midas and of achrayas for the tzibur. It says everything. So ado vade ko b'chino, for such loss of such a neshoma, we all have to cry and be misabel and seek to fill the gap, the vacuum that's left by his passing, by ourselves growing in his ways and trying to accept his way of life, his devotion for others, his selflessness, and his care about Klal Yisrael. Avod, aldo avade ko b'china. This we should cry about it. Rezoiche, Baruch Hashem, to have one of the great Talmidim, his great Talmidim, come to us from Detroit, where the Reish HaMoistis is there, to speak for us, give a first-hand account of what it meant to be in contact with Matisyo. And I'd like to ask him to come and speak for the Tzibur.